fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 22nd day of February, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the breaking news hasn't changed. This Florida shooting remains the top headline in the national news. In the meantime, we still have major issues taking place, of course, in the Middle East and the Korean Peninsula, and so forth. But this Florida event, shooting event that took place a week ago today, is unusually hardy in terms of staying in the news cycle this long. We believe that there is some funding taking place behind the scenes, as Sheriff Clark, former Sheriff Clark, has pointed that out, and I agree with him. Proper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to get a scanner to scan the emergency frequencies, police, fire, paramedics. In addition, you should program in your street department and utilities. Even if the local police department has encrypted transmissions or trunking transmissions, you'll still be able to pick up a lot of great information from the fire department, the paramedics, the highway department, and the utility companies. So that's your proper tip of the day. I also have an announcement to make. I gave Mr. Stettmiller yesterday afternoon permission to go public with my wife's medical condition. She has been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and we are struggling with that and doing what we need to do, so to speak. So I just want to get that out there and move on from there. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran United States Navy Submarine Corps, where he was both a submariner and a bubblehead, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Well, hanging in there. Yeah, hanging in there. Our wild swings of weather going from 80 degrees to back below freezing are a bit disconcerting, but that is the way it is. But we're getting caught up on rainfall, finally, a bit.
Yep.
And our area depends on rainfall for the for the ranchers to have hay for their cattle and horses, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I don't know how much more we need. I haven't looked in the past few days, but I would say we need, over the next few months, at least another 6 to 10 inches. Maybe a little more than that.
Well, we'll be praying for rain, and hopefully we'll get it. Tim, the national discourse regarding the tragedy in Florida a week ago today is driven by emotion and ignorance, in my opinion.
I agree.
The emotion is understandable, the tragic loss of 17 innocent young lives, and all the wounded individuals as well. But I want to address the ignorance part of it, which is focusing on a couple of things. The age that an individual can purchase a firearm, and the firearms themselves.
Right.
So let's start with the firearms themselves and the ignorance surrounding them. Earlier this morning, I was mentioning the fact, and it is a fact, that a rifle, shotgun, or pistol manufactured calendar year 1898 or earlier is not legally a firearm, can be bought and sold just like chewing gum, with no legal connections whatsoever. I'm gonna point out a specific, and this is the reason we're doing this exercise this morning, is because many of my listeners end up in conversations with people who are ignorant of firearms. So we're going to educate people here a bit. There's a type of rifle, it's the 1894 Winchester, which is most, I would say most, I think it's a fair statement, most movies made about Westerns, as I say, would have an 1894 Winchester in it, which, guess what, began its manufacture in 1894, lever-action rifle, which you can still buy brand new, or you can buy the antiques. The 30-30 caliber was popular in 1894, and it's still popular today.
Oh, yeah.
As a cartridge that will knock down a deer very effectively. These rifles held 8 rounds. Now, Tim, you don't own an 1894, but you do own a lever-action rifle, don't you, sir?
I have a Model 94 that was made in 1956, John.
Oh, it is a Model 94. Okay.
Yes.
That's great. I wasn't sure. Now, if you've got the 1894 in your hands and a pocket full of loose cartridges, you could load 2 cartridges in how many seconds?
4 or 5 seconds. No problem. That's what a leisurely pace.
Okay. So let's say the deranged person, and the focus really needs to be on mental illness, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen.
Agreed.
The deranged individual purchases an 1894 lever-action rifle. There's no paperwork because it's not legally a gun as far as the law is concerned. And he has a pocket full of cartridges. Let's say 50 cartridges in his pocket, just loose. And his desire in his deranged, mentally ill brain is to murder youngsters in a high school. So walking into high school, the individual would have 8 rounds in the rifle, 8 plus 1 in the chamber, so it would be 9 rounds.
Right.
And start shooting. So here's what that individual would do. Shoot, shoot, load, load. Shoot, shoot,
right.
Load, load. Now, under those conditions, the deranged, mentally ill shooter could accomplish his goal of murdering many youngsters, couldn't he, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and with much more devastation than a .223 round. That 30-30 is twice the weight, or close to 3 times the weight, I think, isn't it, John?
Well, and, you know, there's still states where you can't legally hunt with a .223 because it's not powerful enough. But the 30-30 cartridge is powerful enough to hunt deer in any of the 50 states where there's deer hunting with rifles allowed. There may be some where it's not, but it's a medium-powered cartridge that is very effective to knock down a deer. The U.S. military bought 50,000 of these rifles during World War II, by the way, and they were used for our militias on the West Coast to make sure that they had something in their hands if the Japanese decided to invade the West Coast. And they're still in use. The several million of these rifles, carbines, have been manufactured since 1894. So it's reliable, accurate, powerful, quickly reloaded, and this is where the ignorance comes in. You probably saw the testimony of the Colorado legislator, a state rep, I believe. Her belief was that a detachable magazine was a piece of equipment that you would load it with ammunition one time, and then it was useless and a disposable item afterwards. You probably saw that testimony.
Yeah, I did see that, and I was almost rolling on the floor laughing, John. I watched that. Yes.
Well, there's nothing like humiliating yourself in front of 200 million people, which is what she did with her ignorance.
Yeah.
But people with that level of knowledge are responsible for making laws, which is pretty scary.
Yeah.
If she was just another soccer mom, ignorant of firearms, it would be a big so what. But this is a person in a position of authority and power to legislate laws. Let's get back to the ignorance of firearms.
Okay.
It's not, you know, there's been powerful firearms capable of murdering many people for well more than a century. Can we agree on that point?
Well, actually, I think it's much longer than that, John, but yes, we can absolutely agree on that.
Well, the original Spencer carbine, which held, I believe, seven rounds, was introduced in 1860. Right at the beginning of the Civil War. No relation to you, I believe, or is there?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, the Spencer carbine. It was modified and re-engineered in 1865, 153 years ago, to be a bit more reliable and less complex. But I'd rather focus on the 1894 Winchester because it is so ubiquitous, so powerful, and so quickly reloaded compared to the Spencer carbine. The point of this part of our discussion is to diffuse the argument that there's something uniquely powerful, uniquely dangerous, uniquely weapon or warlike, weapon of warlike, about the AR-15. It has, in the minds of many individuals, a sinister, foreboding look about it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they say that. I'm not quite sure why, other than the color, it's black.
Right.
You know, you look at the insides of it, it's the same as any other, you know, semi-automatic, pretty much. I personally like that AR platform. I don't like everything about the action, but I like the platform.
Well, it's once again, we're talking about people who are ignorant of firearms, ignorant of firearms technology and engineering, and their arguments are driven by two things, ignorance and emotion. The focus, and President Trump has been talking about this, and the mainstream media is trying to diffuse his argument. The focus needs to be on mental health. A person determined to commit murder will, in fact, commit murder unless they're prohibited from circulating in public. That's the way it used to be. I mentioned this earlier in the week. That about 1970 is when they changed all the protocols for treatment of people with mental illness. Before 1970, they just locked them up, and they couldn't hurt themselves or somebody else. About 1970 is when they changed those protocols to evaluate the person, come to a conclusion about what psychotropic drug they needed to be prescribed, and turn them loose after 3 to 7 days back into the general population. Which instantly created a nationwide homeless problem. Prior to that, there was what we used to call hobos, who were choosing that lifestyle. But the nationwide homeless problem did not exist in any numbers of any consequence prior to the changing of the mental illness protocols to become what they've become now the past 48 years, in about 1970. I don't know any other way to stop people who have a mental illness other than to incarcerate them where they can't hurt themselves. Are you aware of another way, Tim?
No, I'm not. And, John, I'm going to say something here that you may or may not agree with. If you don't agree with, tell me you don't agree with me. But the thing that scares me about locking people up with mental illnesses is the way governments throughout the last 100 years had used the excuse of mental illness when it was really just political dissidents to get people out of the way, to lock them up where they can no longer project their ideas upon the general population.
Right. Well, that's the Soviet system, of course, did that. And they may, they may still be doing it on one hand. On the other, the Soviet system is not based on English common law. Ours is. For an American citizen in the United States to be institutionalized, there has to be a hearing in front of a judge where that person is represented by competent legal counsel. That's not the Soviet system. So we have checks and balances in place to protect people from that very thing that you're concerned about. If we didn't have those checks and balances, I would share your concern. And being in a career field I've been in since 1973, I've had to deal with hundreds of people who have mental issues of one sort or another. Most people come across folks like that inadvertently in their daily life, through social interaction, family matters, whatever it might be, where I've had to deal with people with mental issues and mental challenges professionally as a criminal defense investigator. So I share your concern on one hand. On the other, we do have checks and balances in place to help make sure that doesn't happen. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Tim, you've got a weekly radio show. Tell us how people can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Sure. Well, we are on from 10 a.m. until noon every Saturday morning right here on RBN. When I say we, that's my wife, Lori, and I. If you've never heard the show, I think you'd probably get a kick out of it. But it's just like sitting down at the old country store on the corner in front of the wood stove and everybody sitting around drinking coffee and talking. It's really what it is. It's just to, talk about farm stuff, talk about gardening, politics, religion, whatever anybody calls up with. Now, this week, we've got Steve Whitman on, and he's going to be on for the full 2 hours, and I think it's going to be an extremely interesting show.
It will be.
Because Steve is an extremely interesting guy.
He is.
I encourage people to call in, talk to Steve yourself. You can ask him about his books. You can ask him about his fish camp. Anything you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it. So I am truly looking forward to having my friend Steve there.
Right. I refer to Steve Whitman as, quote-unquote, a civilized Crocodile Dundee.
Yes.
And that's a compliment, and I've said this to Steve personally, a civilized Crocodile Dundee. There's a local real estate company, the name of it is Living the Dream, and Steve Whitman is a good example of somebody who is, quote-unquote, living the dream, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, absolutely. He is doing what Steve wanted to do, and he is living his life dream, and he is having a blast doing it. It's that right. Simple.
I heard overheard a conversation at the country club I belong to, where they were talking about working a job you can't stand for 40 years. Yeah, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of January, February. Tim, Native American chief that you introduced me to, he told a story about standing near the railroad track, holding a Model 94 Winchester, wearing a dark blue tunic with brass buttons, holding the carbine. Comfortably across his arms there as a train went by, and how that that became a pretty notorious story locally, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, everything from phone calls to the sheriff wanting to know if the people were on the warpath again to just general shock and amazement. And I'm sure, though he didn't say so, I'm sure lots and lots of pictures.
Well, my vision is that, I don't know if there's any photographs, but he probably stood there with a very stoic look on his face. Would that be somewhat accurate?
Yeah, I guarantee he did. Oh, absolutely. He's a showman.
Well, did that carbine have the brass tack decorations that used
yes,
to be done?
Yes, it was. It was. Yes, it was. I actually saw a picture of the rifle. And
that's yours?
It was fully tacked out.
Does yours?
No.
Oh, well, it should.
No, I'm not one for that fancy stuff.
Okay, all right. We got a caller and holder. We got Dennis in Indiana. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I have a 22. You know, just a regular 22 I bought from Kmart years ago or Walmart years ago. I've got an AR. Hey, I've got a
turn down
Browning
your radio,
automatic.
Dennis. Turn down your radio, Dennis. We're getting
cheap. All right. So. I understand.
Okay,
and I've got a Browning, you know, Browning automatic, which I love because what I used to deer hunt, I used to take that with me. But then I had a bacterial infection in me that affected my brain. So I have mental illness out too. So I did have the wrong kind of thoughts, not killing any other people, but I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought God hated me, and, you know, I mean, sometimes I wanted to use my gun on myself, but I didn't. It's because I have OCD, and my brain locked up with terrible thoughts in it. But, you know, there were, you know, people with the SSRIs and people that are convicted gun felons, instead of taking their guns away from people like all these liberals are planning on, why can't, you know, when they get a person for habitual drinking and driving and stuff, they put the ankle bracelet around their ankles and they can't take it off unless they figure out a way to take it off. Isn't there any way they can put something like a notch or a tag in one of the ears or a tattoo or something, a bracelet around the wrist of a person that tells, you know, that tells the gun owners and the police and everything what they're on, or that they're not, you know, they're not, that they shouldn't be allowed to have a gun, or it's unremovable, or even if they put a certain tattoo mark on their one of their arms, that it can't be erased, it can't be messed with any other way, because they can maybe make it, you know, where the skin is protected, where they can't add to it or have a tattoo artist remove it or add to it, you know, to make it look different. There's got to be a way to do that.
Well, chasing technology is not the solution, because a person who wants to cause harm only has to hijack a truck and drive it into a crowd of teenagers to murder a bunch of teenagers. So chasing technology will not work, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm just talking on the gun situation itself.
Well,
there's so many ways they could kill.
I appreciate the thought, but what you're saying would not stop a determined person from committing mass murder. And Dennis, we do thank you for your call. Any follow up before we go to our next caller here, Tim?
Yeah, real quick. I understand the sentiment that Dennis is presenting, but like you said, John, if somebody is determined to kill people, I mean, look at you and I. We don't need a gun or even a knife to kill people. Neither one of us do. You know, it's that simple. You're not going to stop a determined person.
No.
You know, what are they going to do? You know, if they decide I'm mentally ill, are they going to cut off my hands or your hands?
Right, right. Well, a typical gasoline delivery truck has 5,000 gallons, and one of those driven into a crowded auditorium and exploded would do far more harm than an AR-15 would ever do.
I absolutely agree.
Our last caller this half hour is John in Arlington. We're almost out of time, John. Make it quick.
Hello. I have a question. Do you find that the timing of recent school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the timing of it to be suspicious? I mean, it happens right.
No,
you don't
not
find
at all.
You don't find the fact that they're having all these investigations that implicate Hillary or Clinton.
Not at all, John. Thank you for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of February. This is 24 Minutes I look forward to every week, where we take 24 minutes to talk about a very special product. It's called the Energy Cleaner. If you're a new listener, listen up. You're going to get a little education here. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. And we start these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, every other week we draw a postcard. I've reached into the envelope. Look at a nice picture on the front here. I don't know who that is. I've drawn this postcard out, and it's Mary in area code 512. Mary, I will send you an email and attempt to call you, letting you know that your postcard has been drawn. It's postmarked San Francisco, by the way. And we will let you know that you can buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 20% off retail. So that's a lot of fun. It's a fun project, and the people that get these energy cleaners are very grateful that they can get access to this modality. That's what it is. It's a modality. Going back, now you've been at this, Tom. I think this is year number 18 for you, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, John, it's about right. Started in March of 2000.
Okay.
That's when we started.
And I've been with you now. This is my eighth year selling energy cleaners. It's been very gratifying to be helping hundreds of people all over the planet. I have not yet shipped one to the Antarctic that I know of. There may have been a drop ship to somebody else who got it to the Antarctic, but every other continent has energy cleaners on them. And here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a healing device, about the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gadgets, no dials, simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. It's working, and it's changing polarity. One place to plug in one wire, which can be plugged into the mattress pads I offer for sale, or to a metal spoon if you want to use the hot tub or bathtub method, or to a piece of aluminum foil, maybe 4 or 5 thicknesses that you can place on an elbow or a knee or a shoulder to direct that energy to a localized spot for healing purposes. You know, Tim Spencer is our regular guest with us on Thursdays, unless he's got a conflict and has to be someplace else. But Tim began around the first week of October, 8 years ago, wasn't it, Tim, when you started using it? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was when he first started carrying the energy cleaner, yeah.
So I had a high level of confidence that it would help Tim's condition dealing with pain, which he'd been given basically every prescription painkiller known to mankind for most of your adult life up to that point in time, hadn't you?
Yeah, from the time I was like 24, 25 years old up until then, yeah, I'd been on everything from Tramadol to Tylox to Oxycontin to Hydrocodone. I'd been on them all.
Right, right. Now, this is a consequence of two things. The first injury on a U.S. Navy submarine where you were exposed to ionizing radiation 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for a tour of how many months was that? Was it 4 or 6?
Actually, at sea, about 2 months.
2 months, okay. And then the second injury, which caused your back to be broken.
Right, painful one.
Another submarine tour where that back injury happened, which went undiagnosed for
almost 4 months.
4 months because they didn't have an X-ray machine. They were giving you pain meds, but your back began healing on its own improperly, didn't it?
Yeah, correct. And that's the reason I had to have all those surgeries.
So that began your interaction with the healthcare professionals, the pain meds. Fast forward to September 8 years ago, 2010. You were in pain standing up. You were in pain sitting down. You couldn't go down steps without assistance. Going up steps was difficult. And you were considering yourself a burden on your family because you needed so much care that you had already visited the General Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Yes.
In preparation for you becoming a resident there, weren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And they were fully willing to accept me. I mean, there was no problems there. I'd just take a phone call and I'd be there the next day.
Because you met all the criteria necessary to be considered an invalid, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's where we were, September, 8 years ago. Tim went with me to the first expo put on by Vince Vannelli down in Springfield. I put together an energy cleaner package for Tim, which was an energy cleaner with the batteries already installed, screen pad.
Even the duct tape and batteries.
The duct tape, the batteries, and the energy cleaner. And I presented this to Tim, and because of our friendship and because he trusted me as an individual, he decided to use this funny-looking little kind of cream-colored plastic box. They're now black, by the way, which I think looks much better. Because it's a leap of faith to look at something the size of a cigar box and be told, oh, by the way, Tim, those hospitals that take up a square block full of millions of dollars worth of equipment, hundreds of healthcare professionals that went to school 8, 10, and 12 years past high school, that this little plastic box will do things all those individuals can't do. That's a pretty big leap of faith, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And I'll be honest with you, John, the reason, it wasn't that I didn't trust you, and it wasn't that I really doubted what you said, but you got to remember at the time, the way I was hurting, for me to take, strip the bed, put the energy cleaner together, that was actually, most people it's nothing, but for me that was a major evolution. And, it really was, and it probably took me an hour to do it. Take a breath, bend over, grit and bear the pain, and, back to...
And was it a matter of pride? You didn't ask the other three adults in your home to do that for you?
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought so. Okay. I thought so. Well, you got it together after about 2 weeks. You started sleeping on it, and you started feeling a difference in the pain situation. How quickly?
Well, actually, John, this is funny. I don't know if I've talked to you and Tom about it or not, but my very first night on it, pretty much from my waist down, I felt sort of like a tingling, not quite an electric charge, but just sort of a tingling. And then the next night, I actually started getting some pain relief. So really, the second night, I started getting a little bit, but I just didn't trust it. I thought it was a fluke. I'd gone 2 or 3 days before with little pain.
Right.
And so, but after a week, there was no doubt in my mind what was going on.
Well, it was another week or so after that. It was several weeks before you decided to go public because you won't put your name. Yeah, that sounds about right. Because you won't put your name behind something until you're convinced that it's a real deal and not some fluke or placebo effect. And of course, we always joke about how they keep the bedroom door closed because the dogs will all gravitate towards. There's no such thing as a placebo effect with animals, is there, Tim?
No, there's not. No, you're absolutely correct.
So
if nobody's in there to tell them no, they will jump up on that bed and get on that energy cleaner. There's no question about that.
And that's ubiquitous. All the energy cleaner owners who have dogs and cats, they report the same thing. And they also report that older dogs that have arthritis and can barely walk anymore start acting like puppies again, which is kind of funny, but that is what happens. Well, Tim, you were surprised. You started getting relief, and you went from not being able to, you could hardly get out of bed without assistance. What was the situation for getting in and out of a bathtub, for example, in that period of time?
Bathtub was almost impossible. Shower I could do. I still needed help sometimes. Bathtub, no, that was impossible.
And would it be accurate to say the following summer, once it got warm, you were riding your ponies, you're a horseman, and climbing radio towers?
I got pictures to prove both.
Amazing. Went from being an invalid to riding your horses and climbing radio towers, which most men want nothing to do with either activity, but you were doing those things.
Well, I don't think I want to do the radio tower stunt anymore. You saw that picture. I was like 65 feet up in the air. And my son-in-law and my daughter helped me with that, too, and I don't think they liked it any better than I did.
Well, that's the height of a six-story building is 10 feet per story. That's pretty far up there, but you did it.
Yeah.
And got your life back. So you've been able to stay with your family all these years, see your grandchildren every day, as opposed to once a week or once every 2 or 3 weeks, because we know what that daycare would have become, weekly care, which would have become monthly care, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's just the way things go. Nothing against anybody. It's just the way things go.
It is. It is, and it could, for a lot of reasons. On a warm, sunny day, those roads between your home and Poplar Bluff is like taking your life in your hands on a Six Flags ride. I know those roads. They're really they were never meant for modern traffic, in my opinion. So you got your life back, and now the. We've got all four adults are making use of the energy cleaner, you and your wife, and your daughter and her husband, right?
Correct.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. The whole Spencer family. All the adults in the Spencer family there in Salem, Missouri, are getting relief every night, and life is grand. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. The energy cleaner puts out an electrostatic signal. It's not a Rife frequency generator. Not a TENS unit. People want to compare it to something they understand and know. It's entirely different technology. This frequency, this energy, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. The name of the energy cleaner is kind of hokey and kind of funny, but it is somewhat accurate, isn't it, Tom?
Well, yeah, John, it is. And how it came about, I was talking with Lee Kroc, and he wanted to change the name because the Ohio State Medical Board had prosecuted him for practicing medicine without a license. Not by using the energy cleaner, but by what he was saying. He was talking about curing very illnesses and diseases, and just the words he used were getting us in trouble. The early name of this product was called the Energy Stimulator, and that was even maybe more accurate as to what it's doing, because it's stimulating the energy in the body, so the body can repair many different things. But he was trying to come up with different names. He talked about the energy cleaner being a sort of like a vacuum cleaner to pull out toxins and so on. And so he decided, since we're doing energy healing, he would call it an energy cleaner. I didn't like it. But it's like a lot of things, the name stuck, and it's well-known now, and we just leave it alone and keep going with it.
Yeah. Well, it is well-known, and we have no intention of changing that name. And so we move forward with that name. And I've been at this long enough, Tom, I've noticed pretty quickly people were buying multiple units. But just in the last 12 to 18 months, I've noticed a dramatic increase and people buying their second, third, fourth, fifth units. Dr. Joe, who's called in, a medical doctor, he's bought 5 for his personal use for his family so far. And we have multiple examples of people who are buying second, third units for siblings, children, parents, and so forth, so that the people they care about will get relief. But that buying that first unit is the first leap of faith, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. It is, because, you know, there are so many charlatans out there selling snake oil that I can understand people being skeptical. But with your 90-day money-back guarantee, they don't have anything to lose, really. And you stand behind that guarantee. I know that for a fact. You know, they truly don't have anything to lose.
No, they don't, and that's why I do the. I started with a 30-day money back guarantee. Now it's expanded to 90-day money back guarantee. I'm no healthcare professional. I'm a homicide detective, radio talk show host, living in the Ozarks, a 45-minute drive to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal. And what do I know about health? I'm a homicide detective. So people need to have some reassurance. They need to have some peace of mind that when they make their purchase of an energy cleaner, that there's some veracity, that there's something behind it. Now, Mr. Statmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting, wouldn't tolerate any of his hosts not living up to the agreement they have with their listeners. My agreement is, if the energy cleaner doesn't work, You got 90 days to ship it back, and I refund your money. No questions asked.
Right.
If I didn't honor that agreement that I have, that warranty, I wouldn't be on Republic Broadcasting another show. It simply would not happen.
No.
But I do. But I do. And it's not an issue. I sell about 10 of these a week, which sounds like about 520 a year to me. It's 52 weeks in a year. And I get about once a quarter, somebody will ship one back, and I refund their money on the spot. We got a caller on hold here, gentlemen. We got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Diane. You're on the air.
I have a question concerning using the energy cleaner for gardening in this area this spring. And I wanted to put out some little pots for transplanting. And my question is, like, do you put it like a screen below the little pots for transplanting? And when you have a small field planted, do you put it above? Does it have to put little?
We'll give you a detailed answer after the break, Diane. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Monday the 22nd. Disregard, on Thursday the 22nd. Got different notes here in front of me. If you want an energy cleaner, you can call my toll-free auto line at 800-313. Now I got too many notes in front of me here. At 800-592-9543, 800-592-9543, or right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Tom, give Diane a quick summary of using the energy cleaner for plant growth, if you would, please, sir.
Very non-critical. You need to find a suitable spot to put these seedlings if you're starting with small pots like that. You can lay out some layers of aluminum foil or aluminum screen wire or chicken wire, anything of that type that's electrically conductive, preferably metal, will work fine. Lay that out on a table, and you want to make sure that this grid of wire or foil, anything that you're using, make sure it's not grounded. Make sure if it's on a metal table, make sure the metal table isn't touching the earth if you're doing this outside, any kind of an earth ground. If it's in the house on a floor, whether it be a tile or carpeting, there's no problem there. That's fine. In fact, if it's a metal table, you can charge up the whole table. That will radiate the signal. It can be underneath the plants. If you prefer to go over the plants, you just simply suspend some chicken wire. That seems to work the best over the top of the plants, keeping it as close to the plants as possible. Got to be very careful, though, when you're using chicken wire close to the plants, because they'll start growing so fast, they'll grow into that chicken wire and get tangled right up in there, and you've got a real mess on your hands. Right, Tim?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what's going to happen, and Tim can elaborate on that and talk about how fast the seedlings started to grow in his experiment. He was caught off guard.
For us, it was twice as fast.
There you go. That's right. We've heard this so many times, it's twice as fast. So with that in mind, Diane, you can get it set up that way. Once you have the plants in your garden area and they're in the ground and growing, you can simply put in some fence posts. I like the metal, the T-shaped posts that have holes punched in them. It allows you to use electric fence insulators so that the fence post is insulated from the chicken wire grid, and you just simply support that chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants, and the holes punched in those fence posts allow you to move the entire chicken wire grid up as the plants begin to grow. And they will grow faster. You need to check this at least every couple of days. I would say if you keep the chicken wire grid within maybe 3 or 4 inches of the plant, you're going to have good success, and you can go from there. I've also seen people take those round type of wire grids that I don't know what they call them, but they grow tomato plants in those, and it helps to support the tomatoes. They'll actually support those with short pieces of PVC pipe with an end cap on it to keep it from being grounded, and support that off the ground and clip onto that. It works great.
There we go. Diane, contact me privately if you've got any other questions, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Diane. Okay, that's it for this hour. We'll be back with Tim Spencer's second hour. Tom, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.